Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My guest today is Ari Selinger, the filmmaker who has made a movie called On the End, which I have seen and loved. The movie is about Montauk, which helps, especially since it's also about Navy Road, which I recognized while they were doing the opening credits, which is kind of hard to do because it's a road rarely traveled. What's happened is he had I don't know if it was a premiere or not, but well, I'll ask him. Was the Hampton Film Festival, was that the premiere of the movie?
That was the official premiere of the movie, although we did play at the Toronto Film Festival, but we got to retain our premiere status so that it could premiere in its rightful home of the East End.
Since we've talked about it, and I saw you, and I guess you saw me at the theater.
I did. I saw you leaving, yeah.
Well, I left at the end, right?
I saw you, but I was taking photos, and I wanted to like run out, but I was engaged in a conversation, and then you were gone. But I did see you there, yeah.
Wonderful movie. Full-length fiction. It's about a true story, or it's made from a true story. We can talk about that in a minute. The man versus government. And the government in this case is East Hampton Township. Describe the two, and I guess we'll call them antagonists, but they're actually the heroes of the piece.
Oh, yeah. Tom and Freckles. You know, they were two people that I knew personally that I had met in 2011. And yeah, they're two diabetic lovers. And they met over Yahoo chat, unlikely place to meet your partner. But she came out to visit him in Brooklyn. Tom is a mechanic living on Navy Road, and he had a very messy yard. And he got caught in this storm of development, and realtor comes in and asks him to leave. And when he won't, she takes extreme steps to get him out of there, to say the least. You know, I've had a lot of people coming up to me saying that she's the main character, which I actually think is true. It's a love story about the two of them weathering, you know, themselves and also, you know, being the little guy in a changing town.
Weathering sort of preposterous things going on, including fire and a few other things to
yeah.
Bend the knee, so to speak.
Yeah.
I was curious, how did you get the actors? Did you do a call or?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, actually. I have a friend named Nikki Ahrens, whose mother, Bonnie Ahrens, is actually a realtor out there. I don't know if you know Bonnie, but she knew Tom. We met in similar ways. Nikki met him just driving down Navy Road and taking an interest in his house and him being a colorful character. And she told me that she knew someone who had just worked on a movie with Tim called Bang Bang about a boxer. It's a very good movie. It was at Tribeca. And his name was Will Janowitz, and if I wanted to talk to him. And so I gave Will a call, and we had a really nice discussion. And Will said, listen, Tim is going to likely want to talk about the movie and meet you, but I'll send him the script and see what he thinks. This was at the end of, this was June 2023. And he read the script. I think it was a day before the strike that he said, I think I want to do this, about June 20th, I would say. And we spoke that whole summer, just talking about as soon as this strike's over, we're going to hit the ground running. And he really took a liking to the script and had ideas on further developing it with me. And eventually he met Tom. And once he met Tom, he stayed at his house on Navy Road in his hoarded house. Once he'd met him, I think he was all in. I think he saw how complicated and interesting this guy was. And that only deepened his commitment. And we've been good friends since. And that was how I got Tim. And once we got Tim, it was like the floodgates opened. He put me in touch with Lois Smith, great actress whose first movie was East of Eden with James Dean. She plays his aunt and she's turning 94 in November. And she came in and I was very happy about that. I mean, working with her was miraculous. And then Murray, the who I think is really a revelation in this movie. You know, I had just seen her on a bus back in the day. I saw her face on a bus for the show The Killing. And I remember thinking it was a show on AMC back in 2011 and when I was in college. And I always just remember being really struck by her features whenever I would see her. So I reached out to her and she signed on pretty quick. When she found out that Tim was involved, she liked the script and then she came on board too.
Just to be clear, I think I might have left this out. This is about the town of East Hampton trying to get him to clean up his yard, getting in the middle of it because she wants to give him $1 million to buy this little rundown shack. It's little more than a, you know, a trailer. It's a hilarious, wonderful movie. Where have you been since it premiered? Last time I spoke to you about this meeting for the podcast, you were touring California and going to film festivals there with your movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, and I'm sorry that it was quite a week. I mean, we played Hamptons, it was about 3 weeks ago. And then after that, we played the Woodstock Film Festival, which was great. Took it to the woods. And then the day after Woodstock, I had to fly out to Newport Beach, where they had invited us. They saw the movie at Toronto, and they invited us out. So right after Woodstock, I was out in Newport Beach at the film festival there, Newport Beach Film Festival, and it played on Monday. Two of the actors were there. It was a great screening. And then it played again on Thursday, and it was great. And I was there with my brothers, and it was wonderful. It's been playing, without tooting it my own horn, it's been really playing really well. And I've been having trouble getting out of the theater afterwards. Just a lot of people coming up to me and wanting to know about Tom and the story, which is really a thrill for me because it's one of those things that, you know, I knew Tom and he was my buddy and I cared about him. But now people asking like, what's going on with the house now? It's just funny. I'm like, here I am in Newport Beach and people are asking me about my friend who lives on Navy Road, whatever became of his house. And I, of course, enjoy the questions. And yeah, so I've been in Woodstock and Newport. And then next week we have three screenings. We have two screenings. We have one in Pelham at the Pelham Picture House. And then I'm going down south to Rome, Georgia to show the film with Tim Blake Nelson at the Rome, Georgia Festival, which I'm really excited about.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Will people soon be able to see the movie?
I hope so. I mean, we're talking to distribution. We have a sales agent who's trying to sell the movie and we're talking to people and we're trying to find the right place for it to find a home. But I would imagine it comes out sometime in 2026. Don't know when. But I would say April, if I had to guess.
Have you thought more about what you might be doing from here on?
I want to hit the ground running. I've got a couple other scripts and I want to see which one bites, which one really takes off. But I've got one that takes place at a radio station, not unlike WLNG in Sag Harbor. And I've got a story that takes place there about a DJ trying to keep the station. Yeah, I'm just trying to make another one, hopefully pretty soon. We've got a little newborn on the way, so I've got to do that too. So I've got those two things running. And yeah, life's been good lately.
Things being born.
I know, a lot of things being born, you know. I mean, these things are born to run, you know.
Where do you live?
I live in Red Hook, Brooklyn. Yeah, we live in Red Hook. Lived here since 2023. And it's funny, I'm like, you know, we met about 2 years ago, just before this thing took off. And it occurs to me, I'm sitting in the exact same spot. And we had just moved in when we first talked. So yeah, Red Hook, I will always think of as the place where I made my first movie.
Talk a little bit about why Montauk? Why did you make that movie there? And how do you see Montauk these days?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I met Tom while I was a location scout. I was 20 in 2011. I keep going back to 2011 because this is when this party got started. I was location scouting for my first feature or junior thesis short film at NYU. And I found myself on Navy Road looking for a location to shoot this film called Deuce and a Quarter. It was my first. And I met Tom on Navy Road fixing a car. And he said he knew a lot of people in town. He knew the motel owners. He knew people at Minucci's. He knew people at the 7-Eleven. He knew everybody. And he said, yeah, I'll put in some favors and I'll call in some favors and I'll let you know where you can shoot. We ended up shooting in his backyard, building a set in his backyard out of plywood and discarded junk. which was very fitting for the movie. And while we were shooting that movie, he kept telling me that he was at odds with East Hampton about his house. And, you know, I was in college and had homework and wasn't terribly taken with a small town legal battle, not even a legal battle, just kind of what sounded like to me an issue that he had cleaning up. You know, I didn't really realize the extent of it.
Yeah, the town having a messy yard.
Yeah, he was in love with this woman, Freckles, and he always told me this story with a smile. And there was a New York Times article that I saw. And years later, I thought, okay, let's do this, you know, let's write it out. And I did. And the way I see Montauk now is, you know, I've been shooting out there since 2011 and I know it well. I've been going out there since I was a kid and it's quite clearly changed. But what I always think is that it really belongs to the sea and you can't get too far from the water over there. And while things are being built up, it's very much just a town that relates to the water in a very unique and cerebral way that I think will keep it always Montauk. But like the rest of the Hamptons, you know, it's been built up. And what I liked about this story, mostly just because he was a friend of mine, what it ends up reflecting, I think, is some of the issues that arise from people we don't see necessarily all the time, who it's affecting, and the cost of just kind of plopping a mansion on the beach. It doesn't go without having its effects on neighbors. And it's really a movie about neighbors, which I think these days is very apropos. And as much as, yeah, and it was a great place to shoot, of course. I love shooting in Montauk.
Yes, and for those that don't know it, Navy Road was built by the Navy.
Yeah.
It was part of a torpedo testing complex that they had in Montauk. And they'd come out on the train with the torpedoes that were manufactured in Queens and test them out in Fort Pond Bay, which is where Navy Road exists, having been built to get to an airplane hangar where they had a seaplane that could watch this. I mean, they have no technology in World War II like we do now. So to see if a torpedo would work, you would fire it from a ship and then look down from an aircraft and see if it went straight. That was how they were determining which ones could go out to war. And this road, which was never paved properly and it's in rough shape and it has all these homes, I think mostly when they were built, they were just squatters on the land.
Yeah.
You say it's the last place you'd think of for a mansion to be built in any case. And also that the town of East Hampton would harass people for having junk in their yard when there's junk along Navy Road for miles. You know, that's Navy Road is. That was a wonderful part of the movie, and I'm just so happy you made it. How have the film festivals taken to it? I know they give out awards, you know, in different categories and so
on. Oh, yeah. I was hoping, I mean, without sounding bitter, I was hoping we'd get the audience award from Hamptons. We didn't get it, but we lost out to what's probably going to win Best Picture nominee this year. That being said, we did it at the Sag Harbor Cinema, and the reception has been wild. I mean, you know, we sold out the first two screenings, and I went home. I came back to Brooklyn, and in the middle of the week, they called me out and said, we need to do another screening on Wednesday, which I think is the one that you were at, or was that?
What was it?
Yeah. So they played it. Yeah, that was I loved them all, but that one was my favorite because I was a little worried. I was like, a Wednesday screening at 4:30. I'm happy to come out and I hope people go. And that one was packed as well. So packed screenings. It was wonderful. I mean, it's been great. Yeah, like I say, it's been tough getting out of the theater. There's a lot of people that for instance, I wanted to talk to you and I was like, I had a couple of people that wanted to talk to me. One woman was from Sweden. She was telling me, oh, this is happening to me, happening to my place in Sweden, which is great to hear that it's, you know, people can see where they're from in the story. And that's really what I've been hearing a lot of. But most of all, I've been hearing that, you know, that people have been teary-eyed, which is a strange phenomenon, Dan, to make a movie and then see people come up to you with red eyes and crying. You're proud, but you're like, doesn't happen that often. You know, people coming up to you crying, saying, you made me cry.
Well, thank you for being on the podcast again.
Of course, it was a pleasure. And yeah, I learned a lot of information from your book in the Hamptons.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.